Okay, welcome back. Welcome back inside of Module 1. We are going to deepen inside of your femtypes, and we're also going to talk about how you can begin to tell if your femtypes are in or out of sync. I do want to let you know that this is just the very beginning, an insight into the fems, and we will be exploring these much deeper inside of the following modules. So, here we go. And actually, you know what? By the way, just know that you're doing awesome. Wherever it is you are, whatever it is that's coming up for you, I just want to send you a little bit of love and let you know you're doing amazing. All right, introducing the essential support structure for the modern evolving woman. Try that on right now. How does that feel? Are you at a point in your life where you can admit that you are a modern evolving woman? Are you at a point where you would like to be that? Are you at a point where your foetypes are saying, "Who am I to even consider such a thing?" Check in with yourself right now. Where are you around admitting that you are a modern evolving woman? The Indi. Let's begin with the Indi. The Indi is the aspect of you responsible for being, allowing you to step into the being of who you are. She assists you in feeling calm when outside circumstances are less than ideal. She is the aspect of you who knows exactly what you need, and through her, you access your intuition. The Indi is a creative space, very, very creative, full of self-love and full of self-acceptance. Women are very often surprised that I create everything from my Indi. Everything inside of Elegant Femme has been created with the beginning of the Indi. The Indi is the femme type. That's the foundation of all the other femme types. You've got to go through your Indi. The majority of the world is operating in a space of false, faux New Yorker energy and trying to accomplish tasks and finding even their purpose through going through the New Yorker. The Indi will allow you to connect with your true worth, and allow you to step into a space of your life of trusting as you move forward. So we're going to get more into that in a minute. The Frenchie, she's the aspect of you responsible for pleasure. Hey, the Indi as well, I want to mention, she has to do with receiving. That's a very big surprise for women a lot. They think that the Frenchie would actually be the femme type that assists them with receiving, and the Indi is what assists you with receiving. And I can't wait to share that in the Indi module with you. So back to the Frenchie. The Frenchie is the aspect of you responsible for pleasure, for enjoyment, and this goes far beyond the idea of just having a manicure or a pedicure. The Frenchie assists you in identifying what is it that pleases you. The Frenchie is the femme type that majority of women put on the back burner. It's very easy for them to deny their Frenchie. The world in many ways supports women denying their Frenchie, and conversely, interestingly enough, promotes Frenchies in the world that you should look a certain way and gives women a false idea of what the Frenchie really is. The Frenchie involves relationships, body image, internal and external beauty, and how you relate to yourself when it comes to your beauty and your femininity. Many women see the Frenchie as a luxury when in fact she is a necessity. If you go on to discover that your natural essence is a Frenchie, you are going to be shocked at how much you've been denying this aspect. And even if she's not your natural essence, I want to let you know she is a necessity and she's going to change things for you. The New Yorker. This is the aspect of you responsible for prosperity, power, strategy. And the big misunderstanding around the New Yorker is women will say to me, "Oh, don't worry, Tara. I've got my New Yorker down pat. I know how to do, do, do." And I'm like, "No, no, 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 no." The New Yorker doesn't just do a million things, the New Yorker is very strategic. She slows down and she's incredibly effective and efficient. So slow down for a minute. It's okay for you to slow down, your New Yorker. A false energy of running on adrenaline is not a real New Yorker energy. And so we'll talk about that in the New Yorker module. Are you being effective and efficient with your time? Or are you filling your time with an endless to-do list based most likely on other people's expectations or the things that you think you should be doing to get to the next level, rather than a clear identification in alignment with your Indi and your Frenchie about what it is that you feel called to do? That's a big difference. Your New Yorker has to do with results and leadership. And she does love getting things done, but really, I would say this is maybe, perhaps, the most misunderstood femme type. It is crucial that the New Yorker is supported by your other two femme types. If not, you will become resentful, overwhelmed, and exhausted. I want to give you a brief overview of how to begin to tell if your femtypes are in sync or out of sync. This will absolutely deepen for you as you continue to go through the program and become more familiar with your own unique femtypes, just something that we're going to do at the end of this module that I'm excited for you to feel into. But let's give you just a brief idea of if your femtypes are in or out of sync, how you might be able to begin to identify that. Here's a little bit of a quick reference. Okay? Again, a quick reference. There's much more behind the scenes that we're going to be exploring together. If you find yourself feeling ungrounded, reactive, searching outside of yourself, if you find yourself feeling sad and there's a feeling of emptiness, then it's most likely your indie femtype that is out of sync. Sometimes when I explain this to women, they say, oh my gosh, all three. I feel all three of these, which is very normal as well. Most women are living with all of their femtypes out of sync. What I invite you to do as I'm sharing this information is see if you can identify which one feels like it's the priority right now. If you really slow down and you really listen to your life and the patterns and the material that might be showing up for you at this particular point in time, see if you can identify which femtype might be out of sync. If you feel unattractive, lonely, isolated, deprived, and are in victim mentality, it's most likely your Frenchie that's out of sync. Something I'd like to add there is if you are in martyr mentality. Martyr mentality. These are not necessarily easy things to admit. We don't often go around and say, you know what, I'm really in martyr energy and I'm feeling like a victim. However, because this program is designed to assist you in going deep inside and allowing yourself to analyze yourself, to be authentic and honest about where you are, you will find that you can start having those conversations. These are the kind of conversations that my husband and I have with each other. We've come to the point where we will admit this because we know that once we allow ourselves to bring clarity to the situation, we have things, tools, and resources that we can step into that will allow us to get back in sync. If you're feeling lazy, unproductive, if you have a lack mindset, if you're finding yourself depressed, anxious, and that you're doing way too much, but you're not feeling fulfilled, then it's most likely your New Yorker that's out of sync. And just a little bit of a quick reference for you. Let's take a look at some simple tips to begin to honor your femtypes. I want to tell you, before I show you this brief list, this is not by any means inclusive, and this is for you to reference when you start to identify that something's out of sync, because we like to, yes, many times we'd like to take 2 or 3 hours to journal and to go into that space, and sometimes we have that time. Sometimes we don't. When you're out of sync with your femtypes and your foetypes are starting to run the show, it's beautiful to have a quick reference guide that you can allow yourself to do something or receive something that will allow you to shift. So let's look for your indie. Meditating for 5 minutes, even 3 minutes, okay? Allowing yourself to go back into the still process that I shared with you inside the Live You Fully Challenge. That's a beautiful way to ignite your indie. Journaling, if you have the opportunity to journal, again, even, sometimes we set this precedence for ourselves that everything has to take a long time. It does not. It does not. If you're feeling like you're short on time, or money for that matter, we'll talk about that later. If you feel like you're short on time, it's because you are not doing things with your time that are a priority for you. Feel that. If you are feeling like you're short on time, it's because you are not allowing yourself to do things that are a priority for you within the time that you have. So if you say that you don't have time for journaling, it's not true. It's just really not true. Okay? Take 3 minutes and sit down and journal. Set your bedtime intentions. This is something that you share with me through spiritual psychology. Allow yourself to set an intention before you go to sleep. We set intentions during the day. Allow yourself to set an intention as you go into that nighttime state. Learn how to set a true intention. You actually have a bonus about this, by the way, a little surprise bonus. That will certainly assist you with your indie, allowing yourself to recognize the difference between an elegant intention and a regular intention. That's very, very conducive to movement for you inside your indie. Begin to listen to your intuition and acknowledge it. Listen to your intuition. You all have it. You have it. It's the following it that people get stuck inside. Take a quiet walk. quiet walk. Ask what your soul is seeking at this very moment. Just slow down and ask that question. Forgive someone. Forgive yourself. Sleep and dream. Take a nap. Dream. Start a gratitude journal or pay it forward. Oh my gosh, I love this for my indie paying it forward. You know what a funny thing I've talked about it before, but it's not here, so I'll mention it. Might sound really, really crazy, but when my indie's out of sync, I'll go pick up trash sometimes. Feels good to me. Doing something that feels like it's just good. It's along the same lines of paying it forward, like not looking for any reward, not looking for any kind of accolades, but just doing something that feels good just because. Know that you want to improve something. So I'll walk around my quartier and I'll pick up trash. Okay? Really puts me in a very focused indie state. For your Frenchie, if you can, and if it serves you, and if it speaks to you, do a spa day. In fact, this is where a lot of my programs will originate. Yes, you can do a manicure or pedicure. Yes, you can buy fresh flowers. Take a bath. Now again, as we get into the Frenchie module, you're going to learn that the Frenchie is a very, very deep, complex, and gorgeous femme type. So these are just some quick opportunities for you to honor her. Lather yourself in fresh, raw, organic coconut oil when you get out of the shower. This is a very, very simple Frenchie task, and it does change everything. So before you go, oh my gosh, that's not going to make much of a difference, I really invite you to try it. And this is something that takes 30 seconds, so the time excuse doesn't exist here. In fact, I invite you to go to the kitchen and have a scoopful of fresh organic coconut oil just waiting on your shelf in your bathroom in a beautiful bowl. Makes it very, very easy to honor her because you're taking some time to slow down and recognize your body. Add a feminine touch to your bedroom and your workspace, whether it's a candle or flowers or a beautiful set of pencils, perfume, a beautiful picture frame. You know, something that you might judge or might have judged in the past as not necessary or inconsequential. Allow, and I know you don't even have to buy something. I'm sure you have something that's been hiding. Bring it out. Buy new lingerie. Okay, we do have a special process for this. But if it calls you, buy new lingerie. Allow yourself to feel beautiful or just wear the stuff you have. Enjoy a sensual meal. Slow down and actually connect with your food. Admire your body. You know, all of us have pieces of our body that, you know, some point in time we would have wished or could still wish look differently. I don't care if it's your hands, a finger, a toe, a fingernail, an eyebrow, a nose, an ear, doesn't matter, a belly button. Admire it. Realize that you chose this body for a reason. Your body is working. You know, it's just very, very, you can just take my breath away sometimes when you think about your physical body and what it's gone through and what it's willing to go through in order to continue to give you life. So admiring your body, that can connect you with your Frenchie as well. So what about your New Yorker? You can clean out a drawer. Oh, this is so freeing. And whether it's a drawer in the kitchen or in your office, I do invite you to start with a drawer. Sometimes what can happen is we'll go into the phone New Yorker and we'll say, okay, spring cleaning, it's time to clean the entire house. And we get halfway through a drawer and we feel overwhelmed and we stop. That's not going to assist your New Yorker. I invite you to pick a drawer. A drawer. Maybe there's a junk drawer in the kitchen. Maybe it's a bathroom filing or a cabinet in the bathroom, or maybe it's a filing cabinet in your office. Organize your checkbook or your wallet. We talked about this inside of the Live You Fully Challenge. This is something you can do often. Allow yourself to go through your wallet and organize it. One of the things that my New Yorker loves is she loves to have a beautiful jar of pencils, all the same color. I know that sounds maybe really, really simple and maybe even silly to you, but I love the aesthetics of it and it feels very organized and very, very prepared to have a pencil whenever I want it, whenever I need it. So another thing that you can do is you can throw away all the pencils or pens that are broken. Okay, just again, creating energetic space for organization and efficiency. Another thing you can do is you can make a home for something. So if you lose something often, If you can't find your keys, you can't find the dog leash, or you can't find your kid's backpack, you can't find whatever it is that you seem to be looking for, make a designated home for things. Give everything a home inside of your household. This is incredibly organizing, and it's incredibly efficient for your New Yorker and allows you to feel a sense of power and confidence. Make a list of what you would do with all the money you want. We actually have a special process for this. Buy a new planner or go through your Google Docs. Okay, if you don't have, Google Calendar or some sort of online calendar where you're organizing your time and you're having time blocks in a way that serve you and your specific intentions throughout the day. If you find yourself being overwhelmed or spending a ton of time, for example, on social media and you know that it's very inefficient for you, set a specific time period for that, 20 minutes, 15 minutes. Same thing with email. Set up a schedule for yourself that feels supportive and conducive and then honor it. Infuse intention into your New Yorker so she feels focused. What is it that you want to do during a specific time block? Right now, I'll tell you, I have 30 minutes to complete what it is I'm doing here inside of these modules, and then I'm going to get my hair done. So I create very specific time blocks for myself throughout the day, and I really do honor my Frenchie and my Indie and my New Yorker throughout the day. I have a special event coming up, so although it's not Frenchie Friday for me, I'm going to get my hair blown out so I can prepare for what it is that's coming. So be aware of what it is that you intend to complete and that you know will serve you, and then utilize your New Yorker to create specific time blocks in a way that you can complete that and feel good about it. Here are some more things for your New Yorker. Make a list of the two most important things to do today and do them and only them and see what happens. When I say only them, that doesn't mean you're gonna sit around on the couch the rest of the day. That means you are gonna make these two top things a priority. You might wanna delegate a task that's holding energy for you and that you don't wanna do. Delegate it, have someone else do it. Finally, do the one task that is holding energy for you that you know you have to do, right? That nobody else could do, that you can't delegate, that you've been dancing around. Maybe it's a phone call, maybe it's a bill. You know the one I mean. And of course, your New Yorker loves this. Make some money, honey. We really do make this harder than it is. I'm going to share more with you about why and how you can enhance that monetary quotient through your New Yorker. So, as we move into this next week, I want you to make a commitment to yourself and your femtypes. You're gonna choose one thing this week to do for each of your femtypes. You can go through the list that we went through that were ideas and examples for your Indie, Frenchie, New Yorker. You're gonna be choosing one thing for your Indie, one thing for your Frenchie, and one thing for your New Yorker. There's no right or wrong. The list is obviously not limited, right? That you can continue. If there's something else that speaks to your particular femtype, you can honor that. The important thing is that you actually do commit to it. You choose one, and then you actually follow through with whatever that is. So I'll tell you what can happen. We can say, okay, yeah, that's right. I'm going to honor my Frenchie Indian New Yorker today. I'll do something, but then we don't do it. So what I'd like you to do is go back through that list, highlight or circle the one that speaks to your Indie, highlight or circle the one that speaks to your Frenchie, and highlight or circle the one that speaks to your New Yorker. And then you can immediately utilize your New Yorker energy and put it in your calendar where you feel that it would be most conducive for you to complete that. Have that done this week. Here's another thing that you're going to be doing this week that's really going to set the stage for the rest of the entire program. You are going to be naming your femtypes. Now, I will tell you that sometimes when women hear this, they go, oh my gosh, what are you talking about? I feel a little schizophrenic inside of this. This is such a powerful part of the process. It will deepen your unique relationship with your femtypes. Remember, we talked about that you or society, whoever, it doesn't matter, but you've been in a box around your own capabilities and your limitations about what's possible for you. When we take this lid off the box and we allow the femtypes to assist us in that full potential, really allowing the femtypes to be a bridge to your full potential, you start to have a beautiful, intimate, innate relationship with each of them, and you allow yourself to facilitate different aspects, desires, and clarity inside of who you are and what it is you're really seeking. When you name your femtypes, you deepen that intimacy. So I will tell you, every single time we do this, women will tell me that they wait on this, that they wait till the end, or for some reason they don't because they're scared to make a mistake. Remember the decision-making process that we've talked about in the past. There is no right or wrong. When you feel into the indie, when you feel into the beingness, the wholeness, confidence, what name comes forward for you? Trust it. And it doesn't have to be a common name. This could be anything. It could be chandelier. It doesn't matter. Could be rose. It could be anything. Same with your Frenchie. When you feel into the full embodiment of the Frenchie, whatever it is that looks like and whatever it is that resonates with you at this particular point in time, and you might want to think about when you were a little girl and you love to play and enjoy, what name comes forward for you? And your New Yorker. When you think about an energy that's strong and efficient and effective and feels supported and is running from an energy of clarity, what name comes forward for you? So this week, go ahead and name your femtypes.